This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hey, looky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
You can get to us. It's Pat and JT, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We just appreciate you listening. Rate, review, subscribe, follow, all that stuff.
Good stuff. Hey, quick follow-up. Wendy Williams, because we were talking about it the other day about the Lifetime special that's coming out. I think it's a 4-part documentary. The first part just aired last Saturday.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. And you two, also, before the next one airs, Melissa Rivers' next episode is covering that.
On Friday. Yeah, and we'll talk about it more in our live on Friday, and I'll share the link when it's out. She had the director and the showrunner and the production company, head of the production company that put it together. And that both of these people have become good friends with the family because they were behind. There was a documentary a couple years ago about her as well. And they were behind that. So they got to know her really well. And I learned this by listening to the interview. Originally, this wasn't supposed to be this kind of documentary. It was supposed to be her comeback.
Can I tell you, I told you that before you heard that.
I don't listen to our podcast, though.
God dang it. I told you that just the other day.
I need to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast.
4-star lasagna
Actually, I do kind of remember that. I do kind of remember you mentioning that.
That they were there for other reasons.
I do remember that, yeah.
But that's okay. If you learned, as long as you learned it.
You know what?
I guess that's the main thing.
People always tell kids, sometimes they have to play in the sand to learn math. They have to hear things multiple times to learn it.
Even though mom and dad tell you over and over and over, then one day they come home and, you know what Mr. So-and-so told us today? And it's like, oh my God, I've been telling you that for a year.
Just listen to me.
Anyway,
so yeah, if you didn't know, they weren't there for this reason. They were there for another reason. Anyway, so then, yeah, they became great friends with family, and it was an emotional interview, and it was really, really good.
So my understanding, a lot of pictures have come out of this so far that are really disturbing of Wendy, like facial expressions that are not typical of her. And you'll see him like really like almost bug-eyed looking.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a blank stare. But the reason for the documentary, I think at first, was because it was her triumphant return to television. And her son had come out just a few days ago saying that it was alcohol-related dementia. And so people were asking questions about that. And then more came out now, two or three things. First off, the crew has said they never would have continued filming if they'd known that she had what she was dealing with. Mm-hmm. They didn't know it was dementia, even though they were getting some wild reactions, like outbursts and crazy. Like when she was looking at her assistant saying, I just wish you'd, you know, whatever surgical correction, you know, lose weight, or I wish you'd, you know, whatever, you know, do just out of nowhere, kind of weird things. And they said they never would have kept filming, though, had they known that she actually was diagnosed mm-hmm. or was going to be diagnosed, and that they were watching a progressive illness take her away. And then her son's revelation about the fact that this was alcohol related. So people are like, well, what do you mean alcohol related? And then in the documentary, it shows she's like just drinking glasses of vodka. Mm-hmm. She started drinking like in 18. That's when the divorce and then her getting taken off television.
Oh, wow.
So it was like that. And then she had either, which came first, the chicken or the egg. Was she already have a proclivity for the dementia and the alcohol made it worse?
Yeah.
Or was it the actual alcohol that really brought it on so suddenly?
They had alluded to the fact that it was something that was going to probably happen in the first place, and it's maybe the alcohol made it happen faster,
but stronger.
Yeah.
So it was so obvious. So
it was. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. I'm gonna watch it. I need to watch it.
The first one's out. Second one coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, Melissa said it's shocking and jarring, and it was kind of cool. They didn't talk about this in the. Oh, actually, they did in her episode, but it wasn't in the documentary any of the episodes of it. That every time when they were at Wendy's house and a guest would come over or somebody come in, Melissa's mom Joan gave Wendy a pillow a long time ago, and she sits with it every single day, and that's her favorite pillow, and she tells everybody the story behind it. And Melissa started crying when she said that, because she goes, well, that would have been nice if it was in the documentary so other people could hear that, but that's really cool. And that was how much they just underlined how much she loved Joan. And that was something that brought her a lot of joy in these times was that pillow.
So the pillow, that did the pillow become super important to her after she started suffering, or was it her whole life?
Ever since Joan gave it to her.
Ever since Joan gave it to her.
Yep.
So was she hugging the pillow in the documentary?
Mm-mm. No, she was. She would, for whatever reason, it got cut out, or it wasn't edited into the documentary, which I would think would have been a cool little
the whole pillow
story
thing. Just even if it wasn't even a story, was she using the pillow?
Maybe.
She wasn't even using the pillow.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because it wouldn't surprise me too that with the changes in her mental abilities that some things lost value that were important before.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, that's a good point. We'll have to watch intently if she's on a couch holding a pillow, because if they didn't describe the pillow or anything, but yeah.
Well, you could call and ask.
Yeah. What was a pillow like?
The pillow.
Yeah.
Is that the pillow?
Is that the pillow?
But anyway, interesting.
So yeah.
Stuff's still coming out. But yeah, this documentary, her family must have signed off.
Yeah.
That they could go ahead and use it, because I can't imagine she's not in a state where she can.
Yeah, but yeah, they have
give permission now,
and they still have in communication with the family. They're really close with the family. They're not close. I have talked to her ex, Kevin.
Wow.
Kevin's dad.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him at all. They've reached out once just have a conversation with him, and he didn't return any calls. Kevin, they're still in communication with Kevin and everybody else, and you know, so it's nothing. There's no ill feelings about any of this. They think it's an important story to tell because they want people to know what she was dealing with and what the family was dealing with.
Who's they?
The family or the
estate. Family the wants family. That, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the family wanted that. Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad. And I'm glad her son's come forward a bit. I think because she has a ton of fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's always been like an outlier and breaking down walls, so to speak, or doing things that nobody thought she would be able to do.
Right. Yeah, because she
has a great book that she wrote years ago that I bought. I can't, but I, you know, she just, yeah, it's just like one of those people is like, I'm going to go do it.
Well, and essentially,
okay, I don't have the education. Okay, I don't have the background. I'm going to go do it.
And essentially just, for me anyway, came out of nowhere. Because I had no idea who she was until she randomly got a TV show. And
wasn't she a radio person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a long time?
Like on the East Coast, big time.
Yeah. And that's when I first got that book about her.
Oh, before she was even on TV?
Yeah. It was before she was on TV. It was about her radio stuff, because she shouldn't have been. It was just she had whatever it was that attracted people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
She's just, yeah.
And other people have tried to do the same thing, but it comes off as fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really weird.
Yeah.
But interesting.
Yeah, it's sad.
Wow. So, yeah. So I think definitely, yeah, be something to check out if you get a chance to. I don't know if it's not going to be telling her whole story, probably. I think this is more about, like you said, that period in her time.
Yeah.
Or that period in her life where she was trying to get back on TV, and then you start seeing everything else fall apart.
At the end of the episode, she was talking to them about what other projects they were working on as a production company.
Yeah.
And this same company followed Toby Keith around for the last 3 months of his life and documented his final concerts in December. And he said that's just like incredibly emotional, and having conversations with him just days before he passed away. And he said
he was sharp as a tack right up
mm-hmm. yeah.
till the end.
That's what he said. Yeah.
He, if I understand right from what I've seen, he didn't want to leave it up to anybody else to tell somebody how he thought about things.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
He made sure everybody knew good or bad.
Yeah. I can't wait to see that one. And Melissa's like, are you guys ever going to do like a fun project?
Well, it's kind of hard when you're catching the, you know, it's like when you join somebody when they're down and they're hoping to catch the rebound, right? Because I'm sure Toby Keith, it had to be longer than 3 months.
I don't know. I mean, that's when they filmed anyway.
That they would be with him, you know, because he was getting that comeback and he played last fall and he had plans for things and he was going to do some, well, maybe it was 3 months.
Yeah. And at least that's how long
it did turn around really fast from the time he performed like in September, October.
Yeah.
To him passing away.
Well, they filmed his concerts. I didn't know when his last concert was, but they said it was in Vegas in December or whatever. That's when they were filming his last concerts. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah. So anyway, just to clear that up, and real quick too, big thank you to, of course, Centris Federal Credit Union. If you are thinking about spring planning, I know the last couple of days of weather suck because we're getting slapped back with, it is February. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is February. And we still have to get through March, and we know March can be a booger. But if you're looking at springtime and thinking, you know what, we do have some things we want to do, now while it's crappy, I know it's going to be nice next week, but you don't know what March is bringing, but now's a good time to get things lined up. And so you're ready to hit the ground running come real spring. Centris Federal Credit Union does have some great mortgage experts. They can help you with refinance. They've got 15 branch locations. They've got all kinds of information online. Super user-friendly, equal housing lender, federally insured, NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
Very good.
I wonder if Centris endorses OnlyFans. Like if they would say, hey, if it can help you pay off your house, do whatever. Get an OnlyFans. just so everybody knows, OnlyFans isn't just like porn.
What?
It's not just... Originally, OnlyFans wasn't made for porn. It's just porn kind of took over.
Well,
but it was, and
give them an inch, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. That's what Twitter was. That's what Facebook was. They just kept getting pushed.
That should have been the name of the website for the porn. Just give them an inch.com. Hey, can I sign up for your inch?
Yes.
Dre DiMatteo, Sopranos, whatever. I don't know what other project she's done, but you know, everybody knows who she is. She said recently in a story that OnlyFans saved her house and paid off her mortgage in 5 minutes.
What does she do on OnlyFans?
I have no idea.
Come on. You got to know if it's hands or more.
It's probably.
Is it illicit? Is
probably.
Is it toes? Is it. Search her. Search her. Don't. You have to go to her page. I'm sure you can find the information floating around somewhere on the interwebs.
It's Sopranos fans. Now, $15 per person to access steamy content. This is steamy.
Steamy.
Uh-huh. Yep. Three posts instantly started with three posts and instantly got 700 followers in the first minute.
What?
Yeah.
How does that happen? Like, does it send out an announcement to other members hey, we have a new member that joined?
Oh, I'm sure she just posted on her social media and people are like, okay. And they go and they sign up.
Well, that could be too.
Yeah. I'm sure that's all they had. And she probably was talking about it leading up to it and everybody was waiting for it.
Well, I'm sure, though, too. I bet on OnlyFans, they probably do have one hell of a little marketing plan.
I wouldn't
know.
If you sign
up for an account and your specialty is steamy, they may send an announcement to all the other steamy subscribers.
All the hashtag steamies.
Hey.
I mean, first minute, $10,500 a month is what at $15 a month, 700 people. $15 a month, 700 people right off the bat. That's instantly $10,500 a month right there. If somebody wants to stand on their moral high ground and says, that's disgusting, that's trash. Well, I would like somebody to come to your front door and say, I'll give you a way to have your house paid off in 5 minutes. Would you do it? And if it involves not necessarily porn,
just
but
steamy.
Even just steamy. We don't know exactly what steamy means.
I think we have a good idea. I think we have a good idea what steamy means.
I would be, if I...
No, wait. If that's, you said $15 a month times what, 700?
700 followers.
Does that really add up? That's 10,500. Get the heck, that's not a lot.
Huh?
That's not a lot of followers to get that much money.
Right. I know.
$15, you think she could charge more than that?
I know. Well, but then you get more people. Because a lot, I don't know the demographics of who's goes on OnlyFans, but I have a feeling it's people that maybe don't have a ton of expendable income, like just normal people. So they're $15, like they're not going to spend $50 a month.
Probably is top tier.
I would think so.
It's probably mostly $1.99.
And if you could spend $10 or $15 and get 15,000 people versus $20 and get 2,000 or whatever, I'd rather. Let more people see my steam.
Let's share the love.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather just have five people know you're doing this than 5,000?
Not if I can make $10,500.
But if they're spending if they're each giving you $500 as opposed to 15,
no,
just I'd rather have a smaller circle.
No. All I know is that Beth would hold the camera. I guarantee she'd hold the camera if it was my butt.
I wouldn't release the information saying, guess what? I just paid off my house by doing steamy.
I would.
You would tell people you did it?
100%. 100% I would. If absolutely.
No.
Yes. I have no qualms about that.
I would say
that.
I might do it, but I wouldn't tell anybody I did.
I would 100%.
How'd she make that money? I have no idea.
probably drugs.
That wouldn't be the first go-to for me. Stop it. I don't think. Hope not. Anyway. Okay. So.
All right.
There you go.
So that's it. There's your steamy for the day. Thank you guys.
Hashtag
steamy. Rate, review, subscribe. Have a great one.
Podcast, a Huda Media production.